Hallelujah. Passing life's challenges and tests. Every one of us face challenges and tests of some sort in our life. Seems like almost every day. But Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have come, I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. And that's the Amplified Classic. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. But he did not stop there, did he? He said, no, he said, be of good cheer. He says, I have overcome the world. What has Jesus overcome us for us in the world? How about anxiety and cares? Yeah. Hatred and persecution. Yeah. Sin and temptation. Yeah. Spiritual forces. Yeah. Sorrow and death. He beat every one of them for us. Through our relationship with him, we have victory over this world that we live in. See, in spite of the inevitable challenges we may face, we do not ever face them alone. We know that because of his word in Hebrews 13:5 in the Amplified Classic Edition. For God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Now there are times when unruly children pull away. Okay? Just like when a father takes his child into a busy mall and gives them one command, to take hold of daddy's hand and don't let go because he doesn't want them to end up lost. Our Heavenly Father says, take my hand and don't let go. Jesus said he has overcome the world. And guess what? We can say that too. See, we are world overcomers. So let's say, I am a world overcomer.
I am a world overcomer.
One more time.
I am a world overcomer.
One more time.
I am a world overcomer.
Amen. We are world overcomers. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus has given us the same world overcoming faith he has. Every born again Christian is born of God. And our victory over every trial and tribulation is in our faith in God and his word. Because God and his word are one. And they do not change. They do not change. One more time. They do not change. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:4. 1 John, that's the little one. Now, written by the same guy, but we have to differentiate it that way. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Our faith. So what do you do when you're facing one of the many challenges the life holds for us? How do you make it through times of trial? How do you tap into the world overcoming victory? God has every answer for every challenge we face in his word. All we have to do is go to the word, open it up, find the answer, and apply it in faith to solve every problem. Since the beginning, God has intended our lives to be lived simply. Every decision we have to make, boils down to a basic yes or no answer. The main question is whether we choose to have life or death, blessing or cursing. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says this. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. He says that with an exclamation point, not a question mark. Think about it. Every morsel of food we put into our mouths, to how we obtain the things we need, to how we treat the people in our lives, basically, it's up to us whether our choices result in life and blessings or death and cursing. When we made the most important decision in our life to say yes to Jesus, we truly opened up the door to every good thing that God has for us. When we said yes, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, I call on His name. Yes, I receive Him as my Lord and Savior. At that moment, the Spirit of God moved into your life, and we were empowered to begin to make the right decisions. We were miraculously given the ability to hear directly from God in our heart and to understand the Bible clearly and what it has to say about us and the issues in our lives. Holy Spirit moved in to live with our spirit to teach us God's wisdom concerning everything we would need to know to live a victorious life. His word is His wisdom. His word is His wisdom. Jesus called the written word of God the wisdom of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Remember, this is Jesus speaking. Therefore, also the wisdom of God. He's talking about the word of God. Said, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of whom they will kill and persecute. Jesus called the word the wisdom of God right there. Now in Proverbs chapter 2, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6, 7, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He laid up wisdom for the righteous. See, we are the righteous. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it's not hidden from us. It is hidden for us. It was hidden from the devil. Do you know that? God's wisdom was hidden from the devil. Because the wisdom of God is the Word of God. The Word was out there. But see, he didn't have the wisdom to understand God's Word. You know how I know that? Because if he would have had that kind of wisdom, he would have never crucified Jesus Christ on the cross. Never. You know, by him crucifying Christ on a cross, gave him a whole bunch more people he got a war against. See, if he would have not had him crucified, he would have only had to deal with Jesus. Now he's got us to deal with. Born again, spirit-filled, on fire. Come on, hallelujah. We can take on the devil. He has no power over us. He's been stripped of his power and his authority. Can't harm you in any way. Amen. None. Cannot. Can you get that in? You got to get it in the heart. Not in the head. In the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But also, he gives us knowledge and understanding right there. Knowledge and understanding. Knowledge is not any good without wisdom, though. It's not accumulation of information that makes a person successful, but the ability to apply the knowledge. Wisdom, then, is the ability to use and apply knowledge for our lives. Now, I followed direction, God, when I went to this scripture. And it took me right to this scripture. Proverbs chapter 1. Verses 20 to 23. Proverbs chapter 1. The Passion Translation. Wisdom's praises are sung in the streets and celebrated far and wide. Yet wisdom's song is not always heard in the halls of higher learning. But in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, its lyrics can also be heard above the din of the crowd. You will hear wisdom's warning as she preaches courageously to those who stop to listen. Foolish ones, how much longer will you cling to your deceptions? How much longer will you mock wisdom, you cynical scorners who fight the facts? Come back to your senses and be restored to reality. Don't even think about refusing my rebuke. Don't you know that I am ready to pour out my spirit of wisdom upon you and bring to you the revelation of my words that will make your heart wise? Is that not awesome? Hallelujah. What's it say there in Proverbs? What's that, Shirley? You hit on there. Where is it? Yeah. Get wisdom and get understanding. Yeah. Chapter 4, verse 5. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Hallelujah. God's speaking. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Hallelujah. The choice is still up to us whether we take advantage of the answers and solutions Holy Spirit desires to reveal in God's word and in our spirit. Or we can just sit there complaining and let life beat us down. What do you do when you wake up one morning with a stuffy nose? Do you think, well, here it is, my annual sinus problem and a head cold. Ah, I had better get ready to be laid up in my pajamas for a few days. I hate these head colds. How about a little harder question? What do you do when you get a diagnosis of a serious disease from your doctor? Is your first thought, oh, I hope this day would never come. My mother, my father had this. My grandmother and my grandfather had it. Now I've got it. Oh, man. I know what I've got to look forward to now. Think about these examples in terms of financial and relational challenges. Do you immediately give in? Is your first response one of worry? If so, you have already declared whether the situation is simple or hard. The challenge becomes harder to overcome, and it could win. If we do not start out speaking God's word, which will enable us to fight the good fight of faith. To overcome a challenge depends totally on what we declare about it. What comes out of our mouth, both when the challenge first arises and throughout the duration of it, will determine the outcome. Yes, sir. Jesus said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34, part B. Again, Matthew 12, 34, part D. What we say continually is what is abiding in our hearts. If we want to know what is in our hearts, just listen to the words you are speaking. You will find it very revealing. As Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever says and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. The words we speak reflect what we have in our hearts and in our minds, what we really think about things. And we develop our thoughts from what we continually hear and see. So if you're speaking things about yourself negatively, your spirit man hears it. And it will affect you physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. If we get our information from past experiences, family history, or the evening news, and let those sources determine how we think about our lives and future, we will find ourselves in big trouble. We will judge our challenges and trials based on that information, and it will determine our outcome. But if we get our information from God's Word and from people who have experienced success through His Word, we will find ourselves overcoming the challenges we face. It's great to hear testimonies of how God has brought someone through a challenge that they have faced, and how they fought the good fight of faith, continually trusting God and speaking His Word and acting upon it. Real quick. On this hand, I had this growth, and it was like this big. And it got to the point where it was hard. So I would take a fingernail file, foul it off. I just keep fouling it off. And it just kept getting bigger. Finally, one day I said, "What am I doing? What are you doing?" I'm talking about a week ago. "What are you doing? I prayed for this thing for 2 years. I watched it grow and I just foul it, not think about anything about it. I took my anointing oil, I prayed over it, and I anointed it. Ain't nothing there. Ain't a thing there. All new skin. Hallelujah. I got tired of it finally. And that's just something small. But I spoke the word over it, I anointed it, and I believed what God's word said about it. And it's gone." Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The most important decision we have ever made is when we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. After that, we had to decide the next thing. And that is where we were going to get the truth about living our life. Life as God intended it for us. The world and our enemy, Satan, have a plan and constantly feed us information to take us down and out. But God has a plan as well. And it's to take us over the top. Right? Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Prosper means to succeed in material terms, be financially successful, flourish physically, grow strong and healthy. Whew! Is that something? Plans to prosper you. That's called divine health. We are speaking this word over ourselves, huh? Hallelujah. You know synonyms for that? Are thrive, flourish, blossom, succeed. Live the life of Riley. A lot of you probably heard, I don't know, I never heard that one before. Now, some of us have. I'm not as old as some, but I know it's been around for a long time. And he says, not to harm us, meaning not to cause physical or mental damage. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. Did you get that, Michelle? Isaiah 26:3. She writes down every scripture. If she misses one, she comes up after service and asks me and says, do you remember when you said this part? What did you say? Praise God. He can bring it back to my memory as he does. Now, hope. Hope is commonly used to mean a wish. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire. But in the Bible, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in His faithfulness. His faithfulness. And he goes on to say, and a future. A future. Our past has changed because in God's eyes, we have no past. Only a great future. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. Now, when we were born again, the slate was wiped clean. Man, I don't know about you, but praise God for that. What about after that? What if I sin? God knows the world we live in. That is why he made a way for us to ask for forgiveness in his word. Excuse me, I don't know where that came from. First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we come to Christ, he forgives all the sins we have committed or will commit. We don't need to confess the sins of the past over again. We don't need to fear that God will reject us if we don't keep our slate perfectly clean. Now, of course, we should continue to confess our sins, but not because failure to do so will make us lose our salvation. Our relationship with Christ is secure. Instead, we confess so that we can enjoy maximum fellowship and a joyful relationship with Him. You know, if you don't confess your sin, what it's like when you go into a house that you know there, you don't feel like you're part of it. You sit down, you're quiet, you don't intermit because you held something back. You confess your sin. He comes right in. Okay, come on, after you. Come on, let's go over here. Let's go talk. Man, you just feel so free. That's why we confess our sins that we do after, you know, once you got that slate got wiped clean. And I told Leanne, it reminded me of her when I thought of that slate clean because I thought of chalkboards. When she used to teach, she used to be at the chalkboard constantly and have kids walk. They would be up there. Literally, I went down and saw her classroom. The things were full of dust. The floor was covered. I said, what do you do? She says, we go through a lot of chalk here, Dad. I said, wow. You know, I can just imagine it, you know, with a lot of us, right? God keeps erasing. If you look down, you go, wow, that's pretty deep. Yeah. Because we're not perfect. We are not perfect. But he's faithful and just to forgive us and to work with us. When we make a quality decision to be in the Word, turning to God's Word, actually to discover the truth and live from that source of information will make a difference. Because Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22 simply says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh." Health to all their flesh. Life. They are life to those that find them. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." John 6:63. His words, life in abundance. That is a life that lives by the scriptures in the Bible. Our life may have a test every single day, but if you know God's word on the subject, the answers are right there in front of you. God's word speaks to every major issue in life. We deal with the same issues that Adam and Eve dealt with. Health and long life, provision, and relationships. All mankind's tests started right there with them. So whether our personal or our worldwide level, on a worldwide level, these are the major issues of life on which we are tested. And the choice to pass or fail is still the same. Who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to obey? God has never taken away our ability to choose how we handle tests. Even with all the power of the Holy Spirit we have received to tap into His wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the question comes down to this one. Will I spend time today to hear from God, to get my information from the Word, and to receive His truth that will give me abundant life? When we say yes to that question, we'll have our answer right before our eyes and ears, which means they will be in our hearts and our mind. They will be the first thing that comes out of our mouth when a challenge comes up. No matter how simple or hard that it may be, we'll have the answer. He quit making it hard. This is not rocket science. But I will tell you this. To succeed and be living proof that everyone can live the abundant life Jesus came to give us, yes, God has a plan. God has a plan for us. He laid it out in His Word. Our most important role in the plan is to pay attention to what He says and do it. See, there it is, and to do it. He intends for each day of our lives to be fruitful and blessed, with each day leading us right along the path of His plan. And what is that plan? "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This is His dream for His children. And we are His children. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. That's what He said. God's big picture is that nothing in our life is a disaster, and that nothing cuts off His plan for a prosperous and hope-filled future. Tests will come, yeah. But He has given us exactly what we need to pass every test and to stay on the road to a bright future. Quit discussing in arguments theology and doctrines, people. Quit discussing them. Discuss the Word. Read what the Word has to say. And ask Holy Spirit to interpret it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give attention to His Word. So Holy Spirit, who lives in you and who guides you, will have something to work with. See, I read the Word. I pray in the Spirit. And I listen to Him. And I pay attention. Sometimes He directs me to just go about my daily business and be ready for whatever He brings my way. Sometimes He directs me to go someplace special. Or He says, call someone. Call this person. Call them about this or something. And He actually tells me what it is. See, my point is, every day, give Him your attention, and every day He will give you direction. What He does for me, He will do for you. We may have something in our lives that needs adjusting, or some outright change that needs to take place. Maybe an attitude needs to be changed. Maybe some activity needs to be reconsidered. Maybe some perspective needs to be tweaked. When we approach the open book, this book I'm talking about, this book, when we approach, okay, the open book every day. Do it with an attitude that says, God, I am open to adjustment. Show me where I need to be tuned up and brought into alignment with Your Word. Brother, you know how important it is that a race car is tuned up in perfect alignment because you follow it. I'm telling you, folks, if you don't got one that's tuned up, you are not going to run the race, and you're not going to have a good time at it. And if you're fighting alignment, oh, I'm telling you, you're all over the course. So see how important it is to make sure that you get tuned up and aligned with the Word of God. Today, we can start using a new method of passing tests. We can face our trials and challenges with new confidence and assurance of successful results. James, the last scripture, James chapter 1, verse 25 of the Amplified Classic Edition. But he who looks carefully into the perfect law of liberty, that's the Word, and faithfully abides by it, not having become a careless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he will be blessed and favored by God in what he does in his life of obedience. So open the book. Stay in the Word. Hear it, do it, and be blessed. This will definitely make passing the test in our lives a lot easier. Amen. Got it in. Hallelujah. Pray.